From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice met today with Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif in Islamabad. She expressed her appreciation for Pakistan's efforts to root out terrorism extremism. It's also said that she's likely to discuss Pakistan's role in Afghanistan's effort to negotiate peace with the Taliban, plus the rise in tensions between Pakistan and India. Protesters are taking to the streets for the second day of rallies in Malaysia's capital to demand the resignation of Prime Minister Najib Razak, who is facing serious fraud allegations. Tohar Nian was one of the protesters on the streets of Kuala Lumpur.
I want to make a statement by my presence here today that I'm very concerned with the situation right now, and I still love my country.
Allegations say Mr. Najib took $700 million into his personal accounts from a government-owned investment fund. He's denied the allegations, saying the money was a gift from the Middle East. The Prime Minister has suggested that the corruption allegations are part of political sabotage, as he put it, against Malaysia's longtime ruling coalition. Australian Al Jazeera journalist Peter Grest said today the sentences handed down to him and his two colleagues on Saturday were politically motivated. An Egyptian court found all three, Grest, Canadian national Mohamed Fahmy, and Egyptian Bahir Mohamed, guilty of supporting the banned Muslim Brotherhood, and sentenced them to 3 years in prison. While Grest returned to Australia earlier this year, Mohamed and Fahmy remained free on bail in Egypt until Saturday when they were taken into custody. The U.S., among other countries, is calling on Egypt to undo the sentencing. This is VOA News. Austrian authorities say police pulled three children near death from dehydration out of a van that was packed with 26 Syrian and South Asian refugees near the German border. Helmut Marwan is a spokesman for the Burgenland, Austria police. He spoke with reporters about the large number of migrants coming through his city.
We have had in the year 2014, a whole year, we had about 4,500 refugees here in Burgenland. And this year, up to the end of August, we had more than 12,000.
On Saturday, Libyan authorities say three people were arrested on suspicion of launching a boat packed with migrants bound for Italy that sank Thursday in the Mediterranean. Officials say up to 200 people have been drowned. Turkish fighter jets have carried out their first airstrikes as part of the U.S.-led coalition against the Islamic State group in Syria. Turkey agreed last month to take a more active role in the fight against the militants. Thailand's police commissioner says investigators looking into the deadly bombing of a Hindu shrine are seeking a second man after the arrest of one suspect near Bangkok. Ron Corbin reports the identity of the arrested suspect is unclear, but police say he was traveling on a falsified Turkish passport.
The arrest of a man said to be in his 20s at apartments on the outskirts of Bangkok Saturday involved some 100 police and troops and came almost 2 weeks after the bombing of a Hindu shrine in Bangkok that killed at least 20 people with scores injured. At the apartment, police uncovered material for bomb-making similar to that used at the Erawan Hindu shrine on the evening of August 17. The material was also linked to a second explosion the next day at a river pier in shallow waters without causing injury. Thai Police Commissioner Somyot Pumpan Mung, at a press briefing Saturday, said the identity of the man remained unclear. The arrested man was carrying a Turkish passport, but police said his travelling papers were falsified. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
Church bells tolled Saturday in the U.S. city of New Orleans, Louisiana, and along the southern coast of the U.S. as residents mark the 10th anniversary of the deadly Hurricane Katrina. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton was on hand Saturday evening for events there. Former President George W. Bush in New Orleans on Friday. President Obama there on Thursday to talk about the city's resilience and its future. Katrina left 1,800 people dead, more than 1 million displaced, and 100,000 homes destroyed along the southern U.S. coast. And Tropical Storm Erica weakened as it went over Cuba after bringing death and destruction to two Caribbean islands, Dominica and Haiti.
That's the latest world news from VOA.